This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back.
Back to me, baby. Don't you love the Jordanaires? You know, that's the name of the group. The Jordanaires with Elvis. I made feather. That Elvis channel that's on Sirius XM, I listen to a lot. If I can find something. There's some of the gospel stuff that's on there. Oh, my God. Is it fabulous? Somebody should start. Here I am with my crazy ideas. Although there have been, there are, I think, a few successful. I should ask your father, who knows more about this than pretty much everybody else on the planet, if there are gospel radio stations. I think there are, depending on where you're in the South, right? Gospel stations, right. And I'll bet they prominently feature the gospel music of Elvis Presley. Anyway, that wasn't gospel. That was just a great pop hit from Christmas 1963, 1964, somewhere in there. Santa, bring my baby back to me. All right, it's 8 after the hour now. We've spent an entire minute of your life enjoying reminiscing with Elvis, the Elvis person. Now it's time for some nice news, some good news. This is, I guess we'd consider this old. This isn't good. I'm going to do this after. I want to start with something that really is good. And the story of that old couple that died, I don't want to. We'll do that next. Stand by for dead in the news after good in the news. Here's the story of a man who was lost. Imagine, put yourself here. Now, just kind of stop what you're doing for a second as Jay and I tell this story. Put yourself in this position, okay? Here's a guy who's lost in the wilderness in California around Big Bear Lake. And he has no food. He survived for weeks on a jar of salsa.
How about that? A whole jar, a half a jar.
Right. He was screaming for help, and Alice and Scott and her boyfriend were camping up there, and they heard this, so they took a detour to see where is this noise coming from, and they went underneath a flight path. Airplane went by pretty low, and we heard somebody yelling for help. So they jumped into action. They spotted this fellow.
Mm-hmm.
They found him, and he was over a ridge and through the woods, apparently. "Hey, I see you," Scott says. And so they find this guy. His feet were swollen. He was infected from walking as much as he had. He was cold, frostbite, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he got lost a couple of weeks ago. He's from Oceanside, California, which is down in the south near San Diego. By the way, where he was found was 30 hours in walking distance from where he started. And he left the house with a half a jar of salsa.
My goodness.
Well, God love this guy.
Amazing is when he was yelling for help, he didn't know that Allison Scott and her boyfriend were there. They happened to be under this flight path with a plane flying low, and he was trying to wave down the plane.
Yeah.
Trying to get the attention. He had like a big stick with a water bottle attached to it, just waving, trying to get the plane's attention when Allison and her boyfriend heard him, and because they happened to be in the vicinity.
But that's why I said, put yourself in that position, right? Wow. Unga bunga. Good. Well, he was a lucky son of a gun. And thanks to Allison Scott and her boyfriend for doing the right thing and paying attention. More people do that than not. Frankly, we spend so much time talking about the stuff that's on the negative side, but we don't. That's why I like to start every portion of the program with some story like that, because it gives you perspective. Okay.
And proof that there is so much good news out there.
Yeah, and there's so many good people. That's the nice thing. All right, is something that's kind of old. It's sad, but not so sad. These folks from Ohio, 100 years old, married for 79 years. This happens over and over and over again, by the way. One goes, and then in hours, the other one goes. So Hubert and June Malicott died. Their 76-year-old son, Sam, was there. He was a product of their marriage 3 years after they got hitched, because they were married for 79 years. Hubert preceded his wife in death by hours, marking the end of their 81-year love story. They dated 2 years before they got married.
Aww.
June died.
That's so sweet.
20 hours after he did. The son says, "I feel sad, but I shouldn't. Who can expect to live a life like that?" That's so true.
And that's the movie The Notebook. I mean, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but by now it's a little bit too late. The two main characters in the end end up passing
together. I don't
together.
Know that movie.
Who is
really?
It? Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash died, what, 2 or 3 months apart from each other.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the one that's in the, that's not the one in the movie theaters now about Johnny Cash, but it does tell that story about how they lived and died. So, anyway, this is something that you just feel in your bones is right and good. And as much as we think, I'm looking at all the divorces, the celebrity divorces today, we always get that list, who's getting divorced every day. And so, you know, people pay attention to that, but this is the real story. This, and by the way, they were apart for 2 years during World War II because Hubert was stationed in Hawaii. When he came back, she was waiting for him. She picked him up at the station. That's very cool. Three children, seven grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren. And so, again, God love them. I'm sure that he does, and I'm sure that they loved each other. The children loved him. It's a great love story. Remember that movie? There was this movie, Allie, who was that in that? Allie McGraw. That was her name, I think.
Yeah, Allie McGraw, and I can't remember the guy's name. It was called Love Story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Ryan. Isn't that Vince? All right, I'll pull it out of my ears at some point in time. At any rate, that's kind of, well, here's something, I guess, from the old department, as long as I'm in old news, an unprecedented genetic analysis of some things that were recovered came up in northern Greenland, came up with the oldest known DNA 2 million years ago. There were plants and animals that thrived in northern Greenland. I probably should have tied this into the conversation we had earlier. If you didn't hear it, you can find it on gooddayshow.com. The replay is all day, every day there. And there's a discussion that Jay and I were having, excuse me, about the reforestation. This is off the coast of California. There's some plants that have come back to life that were on the extinct list. And so then this sort of plays into that. Imagine something that hasn't been around for 2 million years, and they found it. And if you look at this study, it provides a lot of insight, not only into the characteristics of the species that were around then, but it paints a broad picture of the prehistoric ecosystem, which they couldn't figure out using any other method. But it adds fuel to the fire of what I was talking about earlier. That is, some things are not going to survive no matter how hard you try to keep them alive or keep them going. And some things aren't supposed to. Some things come and some things go. But this permafrost up there in the Arctic, it preserved a lot of the fragments of the genetic material. And now the sediment, some of it because a little bit of this area has melted, 102 types of plants, 24 that were never, ever discovered before, and dozens of creatures. And then it was, have you ever seen a horseshoe crab on a beach? Scariest things.
I haven't, but I have seen that, like, online.
I remember as a kid walking the beaches of the Cape, and these horseshoe crabs would come. It was like they were chasing you. It was like a Steven Spielberg, like Jaws, only it was a horseshoe crab. And so anyway, they found a bunch of horseshoe crabs up there, 2 million years old, ants, all that kind of stuff. So ants have been around. I'm sure if they looked, although I don't think that... I don't think that, cockroaches, where I don't think they live in the cold. I think they're more warm weather. But anyway, all kinds of creatures were up there, and they're doing a lot of research. So
it's just so fascinating to think of how many species of anything, animals, plants, all of that, are still unknown on our planet.
Yep, exactly. All right, here's somebody who is well known. We were talking earlier this week about the people... person of the year. Excuse me. I think they figured it out, and now it's known that Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine will be Time Magazine's person of the year. Remember, the award goes to an event or a person deemed to have had the most influence on global events, and I think you can say that Zelensky is above the leaders in Iran and China, and there were some people in the U.S. Supreme Court that were thought to have been under consideration. Mm-hmm. But in this circumstance, I think this is appropriate, frankly. As a matter of fact, the editor of Time Magazine said the decision was the most clear-cut in memory. Yeah, I'd say that all of the things that they want to ascribe to the person of the year, Zelensky fits into all those categories, right?
Yeah, of course.
And the magazine says that Zelensky is inspiring Ukrainians, recognized for his courage in resisting the Russians. Yep, but he's also a crook. But that'll be forgotten as long as they beat the hell out of the Russians. Yeah, exactly. I was looking at who won last year. Elon Musk won. Joe Biden the year before. All right, 18 after. This is Good Day.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom-printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Time to welcome back Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, toploss.com.
Now, everybody's body's different, so everybody, you know, I can't say that over the years it's worked for everybody. Not everything works for everybody. That's why there are so many products out there. But I can tell you that this product has been proven not only safe, but effective for 25 years. I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin can because it's really good for you.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment?
We've got our countdown to Christmas sale up right now. I think that there will be a few different Christmas variation sales coming in the next few weeks. So if you like this one, be sure you jump on it. But this one is the one where when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you get 90 days absolutely free. So that's buy 3 months, get 3 months free. It's like 50% off when you think of it that way. So it's buy three, get three free.
Check it all out. Again, toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
But it ain't gonna do the trick. Give a little love. Squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug. I want some more of this. Take a little time. Yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. Give a little love.
The Judds. 24 after on the Good Day program, celebrity news, social media, things that are trending, including the fact that the Judd family have filed notice to dismiss, say it again, Doug, to dismiss the lawsuit over the death records of Naomi Judd. So they've requested this dismissal. They had expressed concern over public access to the details of her death, but everybody knew she committed suicide, so what are they, you know, there's nothing.
Well, because
hidden.
Yeah, well, and the dismissal still has to be approved, but it's because it would be, like, recordings and everything with the police investigation. Her husband, Larry Strickland, had said that he was unaware that the interviews were being recorded, and he provided personal information. Ashley was in, quote-unquote, clinical shock and active trauma following this and didn't want any of the recordings to be made public. And a big reason for the dismissal is that the journalist who requested the police records are not requesting photographs or body cam footage or anything like that from inside the home. And a part of this petition to have it dismissed would also introduce a bill which aims to keep death investigations private as long as the death was not a result of a crime.
Yeah. Why does anybody need to know?
People don't need to know a lot of that.
No, you don't need to see that. It's nobody's business. Get lost with that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Nice save.
These people in the National Enquirer and that bunch. They want to do all of that gruesome stuff. No. People deserve their moment of privacy in a circumstance like this, especially after a life-altering tragedy that is, you know, that's with the trauma, the panic, the distress, the shock.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so that's good. Here's another dead celebrity in the news, Anne Heche. The investigation pretty much over now. A lot of people thought that she might have been impaired by illicit substances, which she was not. Remember the crash into the side of the building in L.A.? Fatal burns. She died. And her blood tested at the hospital showed the presence of an inactive metabolic, some derivative of cocaine. but there was no evidence of impairment by this. Mm-hmm. So I guess, does that sound kind of contrary to she had cocaine in her system?
It means that she may have used previously, but it wasn't active in her system to cause any impairment. And this also goes kind of against what some people who were with her hours before and said she was acting a little off. They were wondering if she was maybe drunk around drugs or something like that. And this is going to show that, no, there was no impairment of illicit substances at the time of the crash.
Can you imagine back, this is August. So how many, it seems like it was yesterday, right? September, October, November.
It does. Mm-hmm.
It was 4 months ago. Wow. It's just the time business. She was only 53. It seems kind of sad. She seemed to have had a tough time making her way, the characters that she played, the life that she lived. But you know what? There are plenty of people in plenty of circumstances where this kind of thing happens. So it's not like that we sort of glom onto celebrities, but I'm sure there are plenty of people, sadly, that have gone through the same sort of thing. So at any rate, back to the Judds and Ann Hage, leave them alone. They're dead. Let the dead people lie in peace. Be in peace. 28 after, this is Good Day. Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is being recognized for his courageous wartime leadership. On Wednesday, Time magazine named him the 2022 Person of the Year, along with the Spirit of Ukraine. President Zelensky on Politico.
Ukrainian doctors, energy workers, sappers, volunteers, drivers and builders, defense workers, teachers, policemen, diplomats, hundreds of thousands of those who help millions live through this terrible time, they are number one.
Boeing has closed a pretty big chapter in its aircraft building history. They announced Wednesday that they built their very last 747 in its Everett, Washington facility. Boeing ended up building 1,574 units of the passenger jet. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Sounds like Buble, is it? I don't know the song. Who is it?
Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers? Oh. Okay. They're good. Crank this up. This is cool. Yeah, I like this. They're quite good. Local guys, too.
Yeah, they're so good.
You make every day seem like it's Christmas. There's a good sentiment, right? 34, almost 35 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Christmas is in the air. All the holidays are in the air. It's a good time to be alive. And so we hereby declare this month to be celebratory. The official celebration. Let it begin. Okay, so the good news in this portion of the program has to do with violins and violin music. Do you like violin music, Jay? What do you think of?
Yeah.
Well, there's two or three different
classical
kinds.
Jazz,
right.
Bluegrass.
Right, exactly. Well, I think we have a couple of excellent examples of violin music, classical violin music, and then a little jazz-matazz. From, I don't know if this is jazz, it's bluegrass or anything else, right? What do we have there, James? the kind of violent music that puts you to sleep. This sounds like music from a funeral. It's this. What is
it? Studying music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's good studying music. All right, but it's very interesting. The same instrument that made that music made this music. This is very interesting. I like that. All right. I'm gonna go to sleep to that. So, the reason we're talking about violins is because somebody, of course they have, some 3D printer guy has made violins on a 3D printer.
That's amazing.
So, they're saying, the people who are responsible for the 3D printing, the Acoustical Society of America is actually doing the printing to make the instrument more available, because they're expensive. There are some violins that are worth $80,000, $90,000. So more children, more music, more in the schools, learning how to play, which is a great. That's nothing wrong with that. It's good. Cheap price point. So they're not going to be as good as the ones that are made by hand and crafted by
students or adults who want to learn.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not get started on that and then work your way up. You know me, I'm more concerned about how this is done. I'm grateful that they're doing this because it would be great for young artists. But I want to know how they make the strings along with that. What do they put into this 3D printer? Do you understand how they work? I have the slightest idea. Do you have to put something in more than paper with a regular printer? You put the paper in. So what do you put in a 3D printer to make it make something like a violin, or they make guns, they make all kinds of things. That's a 3D staple gun. So how do you do that? How? Please tell me. I can't even use my imagination to think
specific material is it?
Yes. What do you stick in there to have it come out as a violin?
That's
wood.
Plastic is typically the most popular material used, but I think that you can use a number of different things depending on the type of 3D printer or what it is that you may be printing.
Well, to that end, I'm just looking around here at some other things. There are not only printed violins, but guitars are being printed, right?
I would assume that it would be a different material for the bass of the violin/fiddle versus the strings.
All right. Guitars have been made. Saxophones have been made, been printed by a 3D printer. How do you print a saxophone? Really?
In 3D, can you imagine? Obviously.
Okay, there you go. Da, 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 da. All right, once again, an acknowledgement. Time Magazine's selection is Ukrainian. Good, Doug. How about an R in there? Ukrainian President Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine. What other announcements do we have here? The Sundance Film Festival, which usually begins right after the first of the year. One of the things about this month, you know, life doesn't slow down. We have maybe a week. But people more and more are less and less successful at using Christmas as an excuse for not getting things done. I know I'm involved in a development here in my hometown, and most of the public boards and public officials, well, it's Christmas, you know. Yeah, so what? You get paid for working. You get a weekly paycheck, right? So what is there about this time of year that, other than you psychologically trying to beat on somebody to tell them you don't want to do your work because you're celebrating Christmas, or are you just going out and getting drunk?
Or depending on what type of work you do, like we know a lot of times with the music formatted radio stations and radio shows, the charts all close for artists, so they're not really doing things or promoting anything, and a lot of radio stations are kind of like, well, there's not much new news or anything to discuss, so go ahead and take a day off.
Well, fortunately, Christmas doesn't come on a weekday this year, so we're going to have to argue about whether we're on the air or not.
Yeah.
I think 27 or 28 of the years that I've done this program. I've been, well, when Christmas would fall on a Monday through Friday, I'd do the program live on Christmas Day, oftentimes by myself. Sometimes others would join me, whoever was connected and how close I was to them at the time.
Because I started January of 2021. So
yes.
Last Christmas, we did Christmas, or no, we didn't do Christmas Eve, but I offered. I did say I would gladly do Christmas Eve with you.
Yeah, okay, well,
deaf ears.
I think Victoria nicks that, but we don't have her to nix it
she can't defend
anymore,
herself.
So she can't mess that up. Okay, so the Sundance, the reason I bring it up is because the Sundance Film Festival has announced their lineup, which comes, the festival is right after the first of the year. My son went to it last year. He said it was really amazing. As a writer, he got invited and he told me some great stories about people he met, what they saw. So part one of Prince Harry and Meghan's documentary detailing their royal fallout is debuting on Netflix, and it'll be part of what's in consideration for the Sundance Film Festival. Got it? Got it. Okay. Aaron Judge, most valuable player in the American League, signing with the New York Yankees. Guess how much? 9 years. Want to take a guess? We can play high low here.
$200 million.
Nope. Low. Keep going.
$400 million.
Not quite.
$300 million.
Close. Up a little higher.
$360 million
deal. And if you look back over the history of baseball, probably if not the most lucrative, it's certainly one of the most lucrative deals. All right, from the bad idea department, this is really a bad idea. We were talking about this off the air. Uber announces today their connection with a self-driving car. Yeah, this is just what I want. I'm going to call up for an Uber and a non-driving robo-taxi is going to show up. They're going to try it in Las Vegas first next year. No human in the car to drive you.
This sounds so scary. Think about anybody who has ever been in an Uber, Lyft, a taxi, and you're sitting in the back and you feel uncomfortable with the way the person is driving. Imagine that they're not even being a driver.
It's not. They can't. How are they going to sell this? Seriously.
Well, that's what people thought when Uber first came out, of like, nobody's going to pay some stranger to willingly get in a stranger's car and have the stranger take them somewhere. That's so silly. Like, that's absurd. And now look at it.
Yep. All right. That guy that was the second to Elizabeth Holmes, what is his name, Ramesh Balwani? He's been sentenced to 13 years in the slammer, charged and convicted on fraud and all kinds of other stuff. So the two of them, so how come he got more than she did? She got 11 years and he got 13. How's that figure? She's the one that came up with the idea, right? He was the operator. She was the idea person, so she came up with a scam.
Well, but then he executed it.
Yeah, right. Well, she didn't, to be fair, she didn't start out scamming. She really had the idea and thought it was going to work, but it didn't. And so she had to cover it up, and so there you go. All right? why does he get two years more?
Well, think about it, and this is not the same, but just go with me on this. Think about somebody who plots a murder and then somebody who actually acts it out. The person who acted out the murder would get more years than the person who plotted the murder.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, speaking of murders, the Justice Department announced, this is in the Boston papers today, as I said, I have 14, 15 different sources every day that I go through, and they include the two Boston papers, the local paper here, the Worcester paper online, and they're all, the locals are all chatting about the findings on how Whitey Bulger got killed. He was moved purposefully from Florida to West Virginia. And if you don't know who Jane, does everybody know who Whitey Bulger was? Am I talking, he was a local mobster, but he became internationally famous.
Okay. I recognized the name and I couldn't place it until you gave me more information. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He killed 19 people in Boston over his many years. He had a mob, the Irish mob, and he was the major domo, anybody got in his way, he'd just kill him. And so the feds were chasing him for years, and they found him in an apartment building in Santa Monica on 23rd Street, which the year that was one of the years since I sold my houses there, I've rented, and I had a house at the other end of 23rd from where he was living. Anyway, so he gets sentenced to jail. They move him. He stayed in the same jail cell for, I don't know, 3-4 years. And then somebody decided they wanted to get rid of him, somebody who, as the investigation continues, someone related to somebody that Bulger killed was in a position of influence. So they had him moved from Florida to West Virginia knowing he would be killed. This was purposely done to have him offed. And that's exactly what happened. And so they found out, I mean, everybody knew it anyway. The inmates were tipped off about his transfer. They were told beforehand he was going to show up. And when he did, it was like 2 days and he was dead. So how is the, I mean, he deserved to die. He's a scummy crook and a murderer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how bad is the system that these guys could create a scenario where it was easy to do that?
Yeah.
You got to wonder about that. All right, 48 after. This is a good day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays. Or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
After the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He is easily found. The office staff there is great. You can talk to one of them and make an appointment to go see Ken or have a telemedicine connection with him. The office number for Lake Cardiology and Dr. Kronhaus is 352-735-1400 area 352. I got a kick out of, I'm thinking about the staff and how I see them when I'm there for my annual visit, the way that they lovingly refer to you, I like the warmth in that office. And so the doctor, is there a doctor in? Yes, there is. And he's here to answer some of the questions that are on people's minds, like weight gain. Question, Dr. Ken, to you, is weight gain inevitable as one grows older? I guess I'm flopping back a little bit to our discussion of being elderly.
Well, it's not inevitable. It's just that you have to be more diligent about maintaining your weight. Your body just doesn't give you the leeway that it may give you as when you're younger. And that's why you if you are putting on weight, make sure your thyroid's okay. But for the 95% of us who are gaining weight with a normal thyroid, you have to make sure your calorie intake is not higher than it needs to be. As you get older, the body just, you eat 100 more calories than your ideal body weight needs to maintain it. You're going to put weight on. And also your metabolism does slow down somewhat. So exercising after the doctor says it's okay is so important. doing aerobics, strength training, stretching, all of it to, in order to keep your weight down. So it's not inevitable. It's just important to have your own diet, exercise program, stress reduction program, getting enough sleep. One of the things I love that we're doing at Lake Cardiology is we are spending more and more time just on prevention. Evidence-based prevention in medicine is becoming a huge area that we love talking about and helping our patients with.
Well, it's productive because you get people to be concentrating on what they're eating. You're talking about the dangers of eating too many carbohydrates, for example. You love to go through what the typical healthy diet is. Oftentimes it has been the Mediterranean diet, but you've been veering off, I think, a little from that of late. Hasn't there been other input?
No, I love the Mediterranean diet, and I also love a plant-based diet. Either one, I think. It depends on you as an individual, which you feel more comfortable with. But I think either diet is ideal.
All right. I'll leave it at that. Could gold hold the key to inflammatory – say it again, Doug. There it is. Inflammatory – got the O instead of the A – inflammatory bowel disease treatment. There are people who apparently are treating, you wonder sometimes when there is something that's used to treat, who comes up with the first, who came up with the idea of using gold dust or gold powder to treat inflammatory bowel disease? I'm looking at a research paper, the problems of ulcerative colitis, we've been talking about that here and there. Sometimes it's fatal, but there are, folks who say using tiny gold particles can reduce inflammation in your intestine quickly. So this, I can't imagine that buying gold supplements is going to be cheap, though, Ken.
Well, I wouldn't self-administer the treatment at all. You'd just be wasting your gold. But there are scientists who have these protocols for testing thousands of different products against issues, and this is just one of the many, many different products that gets tried against illness, and it's just ironic, and it catches everybody's attention when it's something we're familiar with,
yeah.
And that's all it is.
I'm seeing more and more focus. This is not a question as much as a statement, but this idea of having a universal flu vaccine, the testing that's going on in animals as to different strains, or apparently 20 different strains of influenza. I didn't know that. I'm sure you did. But can you put them all in one shot? I guess that's the goal on some of the drug things. And so I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know. I'm still a little wary of what, and then I think to myself, okay, looking at our age, because you and I are elderly, what difference is it going to make in 25, 30, 35 years, right? if it takes that long for the stuff to get to you, that may not be good. All right, there's a question, perhaps without an answer. Most of the time, Ken's got the answers, and we're happy to have him answer those questions. Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day from Dr. Ken down in Florida, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.